Commissioner Weiner, I think we're asking you to do the honors on this one.
Thank you. Happy to do it. Good morning, and we'll convene the meeting of, or call to order, the meeting of the Administration Committee. I'm Scott Weiner, the Vice Chair of the Committee. Madam Clerk, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay. First, we'll call the consent calendar. Colleagues, does anyone want to pull anything from the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, is there any public comment on the consent calendar? Seeing none, having no cards.
Move approval.
Okay, this motion and second, and we'll take that without objection. So the consent calendar is approved. We'll call item number three, the regional contract for the Regional Economic Strategy Framework and Roadmap, Bay Area Council Economic Institute.
Good morning, Commissioners. Therese Trivedi, MTC Planning. And as Vice Chair Weiner suggested, I'm here to authorize or to request authorization to enter into a sole source contract with the Bay Area Council's Economic Institute to complete a regional economic strategy framework and roadmap. By way of a little background, this work would build upon the Institute's economic assessment work that was requested by the Joint Policy Committee in 2012. That work assessed the region's business dynamics, business climate, economic competitiveness, our workforce, as well as current and emerging business trends. The final report for that work was completed in October of 2012, and one of the key findings suggested the need for a more effective partnership between business and government related to strengthening the region's economy, as well as a greater sense of shared purpose related to the region's future economic growth and development. These findings are consistent with Plan Bay Area, which calls for improving the region's economic prosperity, both through the outcomes of the MTC ABAG Housing and Urban Development Regional Prosperity Grant, which is currently underway, as well as through conducting additional research to identify job creation and career pathways. By building upon that 2012 work, the main thrust of the work scope for the proposed contract is to engage the region's business leaders with three outcomes in mind. One, to identify and confirm industries and geographies for potential job growth. Two, define proactive measures to support these growth opportunity areas. And three, produce a flexible framework for a regional job growth strategy that can be responsive to changes affecting the region's economy. The framework and roadmap will be based on a number of proposed tasks that are included in your memo, but to just highlight a couple of them here, there will be a review of regional economic strategy best practices, a significant engagement piece, of course, with the business community, but also independent and public sector leaders representing perspectives from social equity, labor, environment will also be engaged in the process. And through this engagement, the idea is that the project will create a set of action teams and plans that are focused on the opportunities for strengthening the region's prosperity. And further, the project will develop some white papers that delineate the action plans, the teams, and their roles. And as noted, these tasks will lead to the development of a draft framework and regional economic strategy, as well as the implementation roadmap, which will be discussed at a regional economic strategy summit. And following discussion at that summit, the framework and roadmap will be finalized along with any recommendations for the regional agencies to consider. In terms of the timeline to complete the work, it's estimated to be about 16 months, which corresponds well with the schedule to update Plan Bay Area and a great opportunity for us to engage with the business community early on. So with that, I'll close, and following any questions, I'll request authorization to enter into the contract with the Bay Area Council Economic Institute.
Thank you very much. I'll actually hand the gavel over to the chair of the committee.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Are there any questions or comments on this? Commissioner Bates?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Bates. I think that this is actually excellent, and I want to compliment people if you're thinking ahead, because I think this is exactly what we need for the next SES. So I think this is, you know, really good forward thinking, and hopefully we'll get a valuable study that will be able to guide us in the future when we make these decisions. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'll move the item.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second? We still have comments. Is there a second on this?
Second.
Okay. Commissioner Kwan?
Thank you. Just a quick question. So it sounds good, but
How are we funding this? Is this going to be continuing to be privately funded?
I'm sorry, is it going to
How are we funding the contract?
Through agency general funds, and the Bay Area Council is also contributing to it as well.
And is this not, this won't be duplicative of things that ABAG or other agencies are doing?
No, it's really focusing on engagement with the business community. That's really the strength of having the Economic Institute involved.
And will there be like a transportation analysis? I'm just trying to understand why we're doing this versus ABAG or another group.
ABAG will certainly be involved in the project as well.
Okay. Well, and is this something we've historically done?
Can I?
I'm happy to.
Economic analyses and projections.
Commissioner, it's not. I think the short answer why we're doing it and not ABAG is we've got the money.
Okay.
ABAG's going to be involved with us, and we do believe that in going through Plan Bay Area, we gave a lot of attention to two of the three E's, but not enough to the third, which is the economy that underlies the ability to pursue everything else. And I think the business community feels strongly about that as well. So we think this is an appropriate way to partner with them and essentially let them drive that agenda. Because I think in part, one reason we didn't do a better job on the third E is that I don't think the business community had a single focus on what they were after either. You know, a lot of our discussion revolved around where we're going to put housing. And that's certainly an important component of economic development, but it's not the only one by any stretch. So we do foresee a role for ABAG, but I think the contract's coming to you because we've got the resources. We did partner with the Bay Area Council on a previous piece of work, and so this builds on that, and again is why they approached us about partnering again.
Okay, thank you.
Any other, Jake? Did you, Commissioner McKenzie?
Jake McKenzie, representing Sonoma County and the nine cities they're in. Just note from the background in the staff report, it does mention the coincidence of what's going on with the HUD Bay Area Regional Prosperity Plan, in which the three agencies, DOT, HUD, and U.S. EPA, are working, and in which we are deeply involved in terms of the integration of jobs and housing planning, and as it says in the report, encouraging innovation in support of new jobs. And so I would believe that this would be integrated with that federally sponsored effort. Would that be a correct assumption? That's by way of a question through the chair to staff.
Yes, I got that.
Yes, absolutely. We are certainly starting from what emerges from that plan or what we already have right now, and the Bay Area Council Economic Institute is certainly taking that into consideration and will continue to do so as the HUD grant proceeds.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Great, thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, that item passes. Thank you very much for that presentation. The next item is MTC Resolution Number 4088, which is a fiscal year 13-14 overall work program. Mr. Mayhew.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Brian Mayhew, Finance. First thing will be to take an amendment to the 13-14 overall work program, which is the federal program that budgets all of the federal planning funds and the other federal funds that we use. At MTC, we're amending the OWP for about $257,000 in carryover planning funds, as in addition to $802,000 in STP funds for CMA activities. Those will be amended into the work program. We'll submit that to Caltrans, and those we expect to finish by the end of the year. Be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions for Brian on that one? Okay, Mr. McKenzie, do you have a...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Okay. If not, is there a motion to approve? Okay. Mr. Glover, and then Mr. Bates. Mr. Bates did a... We have two firsts and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes. And we have item number 5, which is a resolution 4141 for the overall work program. It's planning certification and authorization for execution of agreement for federal planning grants. Mr. Mayhew.
Good morning again, Commissioners. I'm still Brian Mayhew in Finance. And this is really the first step in what you'll adopt for the 14-15 budget. This is the federal planning document for the budgeting of all federal planning funds and other grants that are that we manage at MTC. Some of them come directly to us, some Caltrans, and others go to ABAC. The process is actually quite extensive. We'll have a meeting with the federal and state agencies in January. The document itself gets prepared. We will get budget comments from all the respective agencies. Then the document will come together. After your approval, it then goes to Caltrans for approval. Once it's approved, then we will actually get the grants put together and get the funding for next year as we start into next year's budget. For us, it's about $11.3 million in federal funds and federal planning funds called CPG. That's just because they're combined from the two sources. As I said, after this, after the approval, then this goes up to Caltrans. We've already incorporated all comments they've made and all the cognizant agencies, all the comments have been incorporated into the document. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions for Brian? Okay. Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bates, seconded by Commissioner Wiener. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Seeing none, that item passes. And our last item for the day is other business or public comment. I don't have any speaker cards. Okay. Then we will adjourn this meeting to our next meeting of May 14th. Thank you very much.